The original destination for the cleanup is a cove on Bjorka Island outside of Sitka, but that beach has too much kelp for the boat to safely offload passengers, so the captain reroutes. To get off at the second destination on the eastern side of Kruzoff Island means waiting an hour for the tide to come in.
I will say that it's never gone exactly how I thought it would when I was doing the planning.
Christina Tierman coordinates the Arctic Marine Debris Program for the Ocean Conservancy. She is all too familiar with the challenges of marine debris cleanup in Alaska.
It's hard to do cleanups here. It's hard to get to the beaches that need the most help because those beaches are often the ones that are the most exposed. And so you can imagine that the reason that they're covered in driftwood and garbage is because there's waves that are crashing and there's all these other factors that, you know, lead to marine debris being there, also lead to those beaches being difficult to access.
After waiting for the tide to turn, the group of 40, including volunteers, Coast Guard commanders, and congressional staffers from Senator Dan Sullivan's office, disembarks on the black sand beach. The scene looks a little like an Easter egg hunt, with debris seekers peering under rocks and behind tufts of beach grass for trash.
Lots of plastic water bottles. That's always... Yeah. Oh, and we found a Korean hagfish, part of a Korean hagfish trap.
Linda Benkin, who runs the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association in Sitka, helps heave part of a brightly colored trawl net out from under a driftwood log. It's so heavy that a dozen people are enlisted to carry the pieces back to the boat. Tierman says this net and much of the debris that washes up on Alaska's shores can be traced to sources many miles away.
You know, we saw after the 2011 tsunami in Japan, a lot of tsunami debris come over this way. And so a lot of the debris just comes from all over.
One of Alaska's debris hotspots is around St. Paul Island, 1,300 miles from Sitka in the Bering Sea. Lauren Devine runs the Ecosystem Conservation Office for the Aleut community of St. Paul. She's here today with her 18-month-old daughter, Amelia, who is squatting in tiny extra tufts in the sand.
Can you get the debris off the ground? Can you pick up the trash? Looks like this is trash. That might be our first piece of trash.
In St. Paul, Devine says debris has a major impact on the island's fur seal population.
What we get is like packing bands or pieces of trawl net or fishing line that are wrapped around the seals, and it usually happens when they're really young and they go into the water for the first time or over their first winter, and then they try to swim through something, they get it stuck around their neck, and then they grow.
In remote Alaska, the challenge doesn't end when beaches are clean. Disposal is a huge problem. She spent part of the summer repackaging debris from a previous cleanup. She says the sacks full of garbage sat out so long that the bags started to degrade.
It's like over 300 super sacks that have never been able to get backhauled. So they were sitting out in the environment and they basically like grew back into the landscape and then started degrading and putting the debris back out in the environment. Yeah, back out in the environment.
Marine debris is not only dangerous for wildlife, it can also be a hazard to human health and safety. Shellfish in Sitka, which are an important subsistence food, have been found to contain microplastics. Ghost fishing, where abandoned fishing gear continues to catch and kill fish, is another side effect. Benkin says it can even be perilous to fishermen.
So, yeah, just last month we had the one-day king salmon opening, one day. And we had a member who was starting off really well in the morning. He was catching kings, and then he got tangled in a huge piece of trawl web. Took out two of his whole lines, and it was tangled in his stabilizer.
As they walk along the beach, researchers from the Ocean Conservancy are cataloging the types of debris with clipboards and pencils. Part of their goal is to collect data on what is washing up and where. That could help guide lawmakers to advocate for policies to help prevent marine debris from accumulating. Back at Sitka's Crescent Harbor, volunteers load two full truckloads of debris, which will be sorted for recycling or hauled to the waste transfer station. With that, today's cleanup is over, and one small piece of Alaska's coastline is a little bit cleaner. Tierman says that even though there's still work to do, building awareness of the problem by hosting cleanups and by sharing photos and data from the events is a good first step.
I think a lot of people picture the Alaskan wilderness and ecosystems as being really, you know, clean and not impacted by garbage because, you know, our population is so low. But I think when people see photos of the beaches here and just how impacted they are by marine debris, it's really eye-opening.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Meredith Reddick.